one. Glove save made by Nappy. Hangs on. Oh, Bruno Egan had a chance. And Knapp up to the task, making the stop, his 11th save of the night.
That's one thing I like about Bruno Egan is he looks for shots.
Yes.
He's got a pretty good one, too, as we've seen in practice and even early on here today. And that one just comes off the boards, doesn't mess around. And really nice shot going, looked like it was headed far post, right above the pads with the goaltender Knapp with the glove save.
Bruno Egan, I-D-Z-A-N, from Croatia. First Croatian selected in the National Hockey League draft. Sixth round this past spring. 6 feet, 193. He's built like a brick pagoda. Here's a shot by Wisconsin's Dexheimer. May have been blocked by a sprawled-out Southgate. Lindenwood tries to clear and got it around past the point man, Palatichuk. Hustling after it now is Giovanni Morneau, but not fast enough because Lindenwood had cleared. No contact made with the puck. It slid all the way down into the Wisconsin zone. Icing called on the Lions. Now, Egan, you know, played at Lincoln last year. 25 goals, 47 points in the 42 regular season and postseason games he played in. He finished second in that league in points per game. He started his season overseas and then went to Lincoln in the United States and really put on a show for the Stars down in Nebraska.
And one of the talented 3, 4, 5 award-winning or at least very talented, recognized guys from last year in different leagues that joined the Badgers this offseason.
Offensive zone faceoff. The Badgers trying to control, but Diakish has it. And then Wisconsin's Finley just got upended in front of the net. He went down hard, but he's back up on his skates. No harm, no foul, apparently. Fitzgerald with Finley and Morrissey. Southgate trying to pull it off the near side boards. It wiggles free and taken by Morneau. Snaps off a pass to Mercier. He'll scoop it into the Wisconsin zone. Icing waved off. He hadn't gained the red line, but we play on. And now Lindenwood will spin it around back to center. And Jake Delaney. He goes D to D, and Jingle did not want any piece of the Badger coming his way. Dexheimer with a captain C. Flipped a backhand pass to Fitzgerald. He was cut off. Dexheimer will try to break the Badgers out. 15:45 left in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin. Christian Fitzgerald, a power play goal about halfway through the first tonight.
Badgers look like they're setting up for a power play here. Dexheimer behind the net, but they're holding the puck, getting a full line change off.
Here's Morrissey, got crushed near boards by Savoie. Morrissey back up, he appears to be okay. And now Tassi tied up with a defenseman deep in the Lindenwood zone. And they're going to blow a whistle and offside on Wisconsin. Tassi and Savoie were tied up, or beg your pardon, Delaney were tied up down in the corner after Morrissey got smoked on the near side boards. Boy, they are laying the lumber in the Lindenwood line.
Yeah, they have been doing that the whole game. That was an interesting play there, Savoie. Oh, gosh. I've done that.
It's Savoie, but it looks like Savoy.
I've done that 10 times in my head. Anyway, he nailed Morrissey on the side and kind of was sneaking towards the far blue line. And Lindenwood got the puck in the corner, tried to hit him, but Badgers recovered for that, intercepted the stretch pass, looking for the breakaway.
They saw it to the left of Daniel Hauser. Hauser's made 7 stops so far tonight. Badgers, no icing. They sent it all the way down to the Lindenwood zone. Botterill hustling, that is, to wash out the icing. Dubinsky holds left point. Left wing Tulk, he looks. Across, sauce pass caught by Hensler. Hit the brakes, came back on his backhand. Ran into traffic, hands off Dubinsky. To the right dot, backside wide open was Wisconsin's Tulk. He tried a one-timer and shanked it. Fell to his knees. Here's Elias, a one-high and sweep pass up ahead. Now Savoie with it, walks in, backside left, intended for Elias. That was on his backhand, didn't catch it. In transition, Wisconsin's Tulk had it knocked off his stick by Seed. Tulk tries to follow it up, and Seed rubbed him off the puck, and here comes Lindenwood to our right. Schmedlin will dump it in. It bounces toward the Badgers' cage, and Hauser will sweep it around now to Phelan. Breakout pass to Zelenoff. One-hand pass ahead to Montgomery. Cut off by Mortensen at the Lindenwood blue line. Kuzma's got it. His pass to the middle of the ice, and Fontaine deflected twice. Montgomery goes to get for the Badgers. 1-0 Wisconsin, 14:10 left in the second.
little up and down here for both teams.
Here's Osborne now on the attack. 2-on-3, takes it low left. Osborne tried to center. Good defense that time by Jakic. Oh, Osborne still with it off the right wing corner wall. Took it to the net. Stopped by the goaltender. And then following up with Zelenov. And Knapp stopped him from point blank range and gets a faceoff. 1-0 Wisconsin, 13:54 left in the second.
Nice play, Osborne around the net. Got the puck, tried to wrap around it, stuck with it, got another chance off. The puck bounced out to Zelenov, who gets a shot off also. Osborne looked like he was kind of just spinning around looking for a loose puck after his first shot. I'm not sure he knew where it went, but the USHL Defenseman of the Year right around the net, trying to put the puck in the net.
11 goals, 43 points in 58 games for Osborne last year at Youngstown. The Buffalo Sabres fourth-round draft pick in 2024. Osborne agreed to play 2 years of juniors before Mike Hastings, Todd Canott, Nick Oliver, and Kevin Murdoch brought him on board. And it helped the young man as Osborne's just an 19 he turned September 9th of this year. Whistle and a stoppage in play. 13:31 to go. Wisconsin, Baker Parton, Lindenwood was offside.
Osborne set the Youngstown franchise record in goals for a defenseman, too. So, offensive player, obviously showing around the net there. He's been a guy that's stood out. Badgers scrimmage, Badgers practice. He's a guy to look forward to all year.
Got another gear. He really does. Smooth left-handed defenseman. He can stop and then start very, very quickly. Very good on his feet. Badgers win the faceoff. Dexheimer, D to D. Scholes up to center. Pass didn't get through to Findlay. Good play by Ethan Elias, the sophomore defenseman from Maple Grove, Minnesota. Dexheimer backhands back out to center. Findlay can't reach. And quickly after it, Elias again. Elias actually started his collegiate career at St. Thomas last year. 5 assists in 29 games. The former Madison Capitals captain. And now a whistle and icing called on Lindenwood again. 12-7 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. They say on the scoreboard that each team has one shot on goal in this period. But as we look at the sidearm stats monitor, Lindenwood only has one shot this period. The Badgers have three so far. Not a lot of time and space out of the ice for either team right now. Morrissey to take the faceoff to the right of the goaltender Knapp, the former UMD Bulldog. Findlay reached for it. Didn't touch it. Morrissey knocked down, back on his skates. He wins the faceoff, actually. Palatichuk shoots one that was kicked aside off the right foot of the defenseman Seed. Game three to Fitzgerald. Hands off Palatichuk. Goal line left. Tried to carry it to the net. Backhand shot right past the far side post. Now Hensler holding and then coughed it up. Trying to hold on against Ty Hipkin. Hipkin went down. Hensler may have gotten away with a holding penalty as he turned it over. Now Hipkin gets it back and his shot actually hit his teammate right in the leg. Olivier Oud. And now back out to center ice and Morneau has it. He got tripped by Fitzgerald and for the second time tonight, Fitzy's going to get the gate. This at 7:33. Lindenwood with a power play coming up and a chance to tie.
Yeah, just shortly before that we saw Hensler lose the puck at the blue line. He got his hands a little bit on the Lindenwood player, just enough to kind of stop him. Fell over, lost his breakaway chance, and this one in the neutral zone caught him with a leg. And you figure after the first one that they didn't call, they were going to give him one out of two. And Lindenwood goes on the penalty kill, or on the power play. Badger penalty kill was outstanding the last time. We'll see if we can keep it up.
Good last year at 82%, led the Big Ten in penalty kill a year ago. Obviously, Owen Lindmark has departed, one of the better penalty killers the Badgers have had in recent memory, but Jack Horbach is back. He's teamed now with Gavin Morrissey. We'll also see Quinn Findlay and the would-be Christian Fitzgerald as the second pair of forwards on the PK, but Fitzgerald's in the box, so it may be Grady Deering. It could be Vasily Zelenov. We'll see. Badgers battling for the puck in the defensive zone instead. Lindenwood's got it. He'll throw it down to the left corner. After it, there's Schmedlin. Got knocked down, back on his skates. Southgate ran into Wisconsin's Phelan. He shoves him back. Puck below the goal line. Phelan able to jam it free, but put at the stick of Schmedlin. Out to Seed now, left point. to Schmedlin, back to Seed. Right wing now Moore. No! Wanted to go back door. Didn't connect. Schmedlin again with it. Hash marks left. Sauce across right wing. Hopped over to the stick of Morneau. Chased down, though, by Seed. Lindenwood on a power play. Down 1-0. 11:40 to go in the second. Morneau with it again. Little left-hander. Flips a pass to Seed straight away. Morneau, one-timer. Oh, did it hit the crossboard bar? That thing ricocheted around and over to the far side wall. No indication for the referee. May have gone up and over the cage and then hit a stanchion or the shelf. The way it bounced around, it looked like it either drew iron or maybe hit the edge of the dasher on the boards. That was, and from the angle we have, it's a long ways away. Badgers able to clear. Still have 40 seconds to kill off on the Fitzgerald penalty. And now they cough it up at the blue line. Savoie couldn't handle it, and the Badgers get it back deep into the Lions zone. A lot of Chuck stick handling. Deering was offside. And a whistle blows, stopping play with 28 seconds left on the PK. 1-0 Wisconsin.
An example why after one sample of a penalty kill, you can't make a judgment on a season.
That's right.
Lindenwood got the possession of the puck, and they moved the puck around really well on that minute stretch, more than a minute stretch on the Badgers. Got a great shot off, attempt off, and Badgers finally got the puck out. Now there's put pressure back on in the neutral zone.
Lindenwood a year ago, less than 11% on the power play. Out of 64 Division I teams a season ago, Lindenwood had the worst power play in the country. But they have 16 new players out of the 27 on the roster. Steal by Deering on the PK. Little flip backhand, low slot. His intended receiver, Finley, though, is being tied up. Had no chance to reach it. Quinn Finley's been quiet tonight, has yet to get a shot on goal. He had a two-on-one earlier this evening and elected to shoot rather than pass and miss the net. Centering pass to the cutting Fontaine right through the wickets. And Fitzgerald out of the box. Badgers get the job done on the PK. Christian in the far corner of the offensive zone. Tulk centering pass intercepted by Yakish. Taken back by Botterill. He's tied up in the slot. Delaney's got it. Botterill battles back. From behind, Oud takes it away from Botterill. He's hogtied by Scholes, who took a cross check to the lower back. Badgers onside. Tassie with the left wing. Turns away from pressure. Scholes one-time shot. Blocked by Delaney. Back to Scholes. Backhander lifted. Knocked down by Delaney. He avoids Tassie and skates out to center. Here comes Delaney across the line. Five Badgers back. Shot by Delaney off a stick and out of play. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Wisconsin leads Lindenwood 1-0 halfway through the second period. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance, so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We're sitting at the Rail Transport broadcast table. Rail Transport for every mile of your truck driving career. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead on Lindenwood here in the season opener. 9:41 to go in period number two. The line of Montgomery, Zelenoff, and Kukkonen on the ice. And Lindenwood won the draw. And Yakish with a one-timer from the blue line. And stopped by Hauser, who hasn't seen much rubber here in the second period. Only the second shot on goal he's faced. Montgomery pulls the puck off the far side wall. Stick handling and shooting low right knee. Raised it too high. Phelan and Osborne out there defensively for Wisconsin. Phelan Zelenov, middle of the ice, Osborne off to his left. Red line, he'll dump it in. Whips it around the shelf, far side. And Lindenwood got there first and backhanded it back Wisconsin's way. And Palatichuk has to get after it. Chased down by Tyler Luckman, the sophomore from St. Louis. Puck still free, and the Badgers, Osborne after it. Hits the brakes, avoids a hit from Southgate. Ran into a man, Morneau. Centering pass intercepted by Finley. Referee goes down. He appears to be okay. Finley will whip it in. Right corner to left. Palatichuk down the board. Centering pass right to a Lion and out to center ice. And then Morrissey shoveled it back deep, but he was at center ice. A delayed offside now washed out as Wisconsin has touched up. Southgate skates by Finley at center, carries to the corner. Hensler then ran into a man behind the Badger net. Hauser protecting the near post now as he slides to his left. Shot by Delaney, blocked, taken by Palatichuk. No look pass intended for Finley. Long shift for him, didn't get to him. Good work by Hensler to out muscle a man and get the puck deep into the Lindenwood zone with 8 minutes to go in the second. Dexheimer, good hustle to hold the zone, but then stripped from behind. Lead feed, Morneau, hard to the net. Here's Lindenwood with a chance. It's lifted up over the top by Jingle. Morrissey now to Finley. Quinn's still out there. He'll skate up to center, and he didn't gain the red line. He'll try to put it on goal, and does. It bounces right to the netminder, Knapp. Finley heads to the bench for a change. Brady Deering roughing up Schmedlin near the Badger bench, and a whistle as the puck is played off the ice surface, and a faceoff to come and neutralize. 1-0 Badgers.
Pretty good chance there, but Lindenwood coming off the ice. The guy cutting to the net. Just a centering pass. The Badger on his back. Just enough, I think, to break up a play and, yeah, and prevent a really a breakaway scoring chance on the rush.
Connor Jingle, the defenseman, actually the defensive player of the year in the BCHL a year ago with the Sherwood Park. He had 54 points in 54 games. And he had a good look that time. But the Badgers denied him, and now the puck deflects into the Wisconsin zone. Hauser will rip it around the grass, glass to the near side. Deering after it, now reverses to Dubinsky. Ahead he goes to Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. He fell down but got the puck back. Now Deering, centering pass, it's loose in the blue paint. Ricochet back low left. Deering trying to go upstairs. Blocker save made by Knapp. Brady Deering backhands a pass to the blue line. Dubinsky snaps it off to Osborne, D to D. Luke will send it around to the right corner. Deering with his big body against C. Dubinsky bowled a man over. Out to the blue line, Osborne with it. What's he going to do? Osborne stick handling. Spins it around now back to the right corner. Dubinsky there. The defenseman tried to play it out to Fitzgerald and coughed it up. Lindenwood's Ood has it. He'll dump it in. Lions need a change. 1-0 Wisconsin. 6:35 left in the second. Long stretch pass ahead. Tulk had it on his stick. Batted away. He chased it down right wing. Tried to send it to the corner. Instead tied up. Loose puck at the Lindenwood blue line. Taken away by the Lions. Long range shot. Deflected in front of the Badgers cage. Wide. Tulk's got it now with Tassie. Trailer, Dexheimer. Tulk's pass deflected high into the air. Gathered back by Tulk. Low right, Tassie. Looking. No shooting lane. Now he shoots. Hit the side of the net. Badgers hold his own. Scholes right point. He walks the line. His shot blocked in front by Lockman. And then played out to center. Knocked down. Good hand-eye coordination by Tulk to prevent a potential two-on-one the other way. Tulk knocked to one knee near the Badger bench at the blue line. Tassie comes in, throws his body around, freed the puck for Botterill, who sends it in. Badgers get a change with 5:40 left in the second. Here comes Mortensen now. He'll dump it in and got knocked down by Zelenov. You look at Vasily Zelenov, 6 feet, 193. He's going to get bigger. Montgomery, we mentioned, they list him at 6'4", 182. He might be 20 pounds under that, but he's going to get bigger. Grady Deering, 6'2", 201. Egan, 6 feet, almost 200 pounds. This is a large group of freshman forwards.
Some thick, some thin, but yep, they will get there. They'll play heavy. This is a good test for them today, as we mentioned, the way they've been taking hits.
Got a lot of freshmen in the lineup, five forwards, a defenseman, and a goaltender, and a whistle and offside called on Lindenwood. Tommy Inkrod, the strength and conditioning coach for the Badgers, did an excellent job with this group and had very good things to say about the club as a whole with its attitude and performance during summer workouts.
You can see those guys. Mentioned Oliver Tolk. And those guys coming off the ice, they're just so happy. Good guys. They're just very polite. Like, it's the people that they are so far impressive. Are they good on the ice? But that's almost as much as important as it is on.
Gavin Morrissey wins the faceoff, but then Lindenwood got the puck. And from long range, the defenseman seed with a seed on Daniel Hauser. And Hauser in his crouch made the stop and hung on for another faceoff. You notice there that Morrissey and Finley, the right winger on this line right now is Jack Horbach. It's not Christian Fitzgerald, who's taken a couple of penalties here tonight.
Does have the goal for Wisconsin also.
He does, yes. He's been on the score sheet.
Yes, he has plenty.
Yes. Horbach, 3 goals, 9 points as a junior a year ago. Had 6 goals, 14 points as a sophomore. His performance during preseason practice, he's been really, really good, shooting the puck well. His senior campaign, if he can bring this team the energy he does always, but then supply some offensive punch. Oh, here's a shot by Wisconsin Osborne, right wing, sticked aside by the goaltender. Finley sweeps it around far board, seed after it. Horbach puts a shoulder into him, but chopped out to center by Zilke. Badgers take the puck back. Finley just got hammered by Savoie, and then Finley chopped at his shins, got away with a penalty. Finley took the puck away and sent it in. They've let a few things go here tonight. And now the puck popped into the air into the Badger bench, stopping play, 4:14 to go here in the second, 1-0 Wisconsin. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics.
Taking a couple guys here to the box. Looks like Osborne, and I think that's Savoie.
Savoie, yeah. Nice.
Savoie, he's been one of the guys that definitely has mixed it up a little bit. Osborne, looking like a veteran here in the second period. It's been joining the rush. The Badger D have been a trailer on a few two-on-twos. Osborne's been one of those guys. You've seen Ben Dexheimer doing that. Badger's trying to get a little more offense from their defensemen this year.
Badger defenseman only scored 9 goals a season ago. Hensler had 2, 12 points. Dexheimer, 1 goal, 17 points. Zach Scholes lit the lamp twice. He had 11 points. Palatichuk, just 1 goal, 4 points. Only played 25 games because of injuries. Badgers win the neutralized faceoff. We're skating 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes after the matching minors to Wisconsin's Osborne and to Lindenwood's Savoie. Fitzgerald being hounded by Oud, comes out of his own zone with plenty of speed. Right wing, try to cut around the defenseman. Low right, centering pass off a skate, deflected to the corner. Tolk can't reach it, taken by Ty Hipkin. Hipkin, pass ahead to the red line, gathered by Oud, slides it off now. Yakish, his shot, kick save made by Hauser. Quick reaction by Hauser, nice stop.
Yeah, that right leg came out of nowhere. Knocked it, and the rebound went right out front to the Badger.
Long lead feed intended for Hipkin. Hopped over his stick, and they'll call icing on the Lindenwood Lions. 3:57 to go in the second. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. Christian Fitzgerald, a power play goal at 9:27 of the first. That's all we've seen so far. We have seen a few former Badgers here, though. You mentioned John Ramage. We saw him last night at dinner. Tim Davison, Aiden Cavallini downstairs, and Alex Rigsby Cavallini with their daughter here tonight.
Taking selfies in the crowd right now.
All live in the St. Louis area. Cavallinis have a couple of kids. Aiden's holding on to the youngster. Here's a blast by Dubinsky off the draw. Missed the net. Wisconsin, Deering with it. Left wing. Stick handling patiently out to the blue line. Right side, Dubinsky. Hit the brakes and curled back to his left. Pass D-to-D, Palatichuk, immediately pressured by Hipkin, so Joe will dump it deep. Deering, with a little head-and-shoulder fake, freed himself to pass out to Dubinsky. He stutter steps and sends it back to the corner, and Botterill. 1:15 to go in the 4-on-4, and the puck comes sliding out to center, and Dubinsky goes to get it. Aiden Dubinsky, 102 games played in 3 years at Minnesota Duluth. Good to have him on this squad. Deering hard to the net. He scores. Oh, Grady Deering came left wing wall, veered to his right, and got around the goaltender and tucked it behind him. Grady Deering, his first goal as a Badger. It's 2-0.
What a play there. Good, just slow developing. He just put his shoulder down, though. Used his size, got around the D. We saw earlier, I think it was Joe Palatichuk, kind of make a similar move, and his shot went wide. This one, Deering, with the right stick, wrapped it right around the goaltender's left pad. Ring around the goal there for Grady Deering. And the Badgers take a 2-0 lead here. There hasn't been much offense here this period, and Deering does it himself.
Deering, 20 goals a year ago with Waterloo, made the Clark Cup Finals. He buries his first here tonight at 17-12. Deering, it looks to be unassisted, a 2-0 Wisconsin advantage. Morrissey with speed, low right, cuts in, backhand shot off the goaltender, then to defenseman, back to the kneeling netminder, who covers with 2:28 to go in the period. Grady Deering, goodness. I mean, he's a large young man, product of the Chicago Mission, Des Moines, Iowa. Where's number 17? He's easy to see because he's a big young lad.
He's been pretty smart hockey from him tonight. Seeing him pick a couple plays off, reading plays, and this one just a kind of a nifty move. It looked like, again, nothing was really happening, and then all of a sudden the puck's in the net.
41 seconds left in the matching minors to Osborne and Savoie. Referees over to the scorer's table to get some sort of clarification or to maybe adjust the time on the clock. Not sure. We appear to be ready to go or not. Now the linesman, Vaughn Upton, speaking with referee Andy Bethman. Now Bethman goes to talk with Lindenwood's new head coach, Keith Fisher. Yeah, Keith Fisher spent two different stints with Mike Hastings' staff with the Omaha Lancers from 2000 to 2002. 2 years there with Hastings, and actually helped the Lancers win the Clark Cup in 2001. They were runner-up in 2002. And then Fisher moved on for another assistant's position, returned to Omaha for a year, and then joined Guy Gadowski at Princeton and then eventually at Penn State. So Grady Deering at 17-12, and they'll give Palatichuk and Dubinsky assists. So Joe Palatichuk with a helper, and the first point is a Badger for transfer defenseman Aiden Dubinsky. 2-0 Wisconsin advantage here, Paul. 2 minutes to go in the third. And we saw last season twice how difficult it was to beat this Lindenwood team. And to get a two-goal cushion. Here's a pass in front. Chance for Morrissey. Tried to shove it towards the net. It was deflected. Out to Dubinsky. His shot redirected. Goes wide. And then Morrissey ran into Knapp, knocking him backwards over his knees, and a penalty coming up on Wisconsin's Morrissey for interfering with a goaltender. Now Knapp out of his net. Lindenwood adds an extra attacker. And on the attack comes Savoie out to the point. Seed wants it. Shoots one low. Nice save made by Hauser. It was free. Hauser lost his stick, but a whistle blew as the puck caromed to the far wall where the Badgers possessed.
It's a big goal for Wisconsin to get that two-goal lead.
Yes.
There hasn't been much either team, but taking a penalty shortly after that, not ideal for Wisconsin, obviously. Kevin Morrissey just around the net. Goaltender just kind of bent backwards and kind of seemed like he got stuck in that position for a while.
Yeah.
But then, strangely, when Lindenwood waiting for their goalie to get pulled, they had a couple of guys sitting up on the boards. One jumped on, the other one continue to sit there with his legs on the ice side. I don't think I've seen that before. Good 15, 20 seconds just watching the game from the top of the boards.
Good seat. Morrissey for goalie interference at 18:36. Fourth power play of the night for Lindenwood. Finley and Fitzgerald on the PK. And a setup. Oh, goodness. Southgate with a one-timer from the slot. He hit the crossbar and it ricocheted out of play.
That was a purpose on that pass play by Lindenwood. Shot top of the circle.
What a setup. That was a great play.
That was a really nice play.
Southgate will work off the left wing wall. He moved from there to the slot last time. Morneau unable to win the draw this time, but Southgate pulls it free. Stick handling down the wall comes Schmedlin, the left-hander behind the nets. Didn't hit his intended target. The puck came free, and Finley able to backhand it all the way down with a minute to go in the period. Finley will go to the bench. Fitzgerald remains on the PK. Horbach will join him. Now Christian goes to the Badgers bench, and Deering will join Horbach on this PK with Phelan and Scholes. Schmedlin left wing. It's Southgate. Drops back to Seed. Refeeds Southgate. Redirect. Blocked down by Phelan. Behind the net. He got it to Scholes. He'll rim it around and out. Two good plays by Phelan on that instance. Now here's Seed again. 5'11 junior from Newborough, Ontario. Played for Carleton in Canadian collegiate hockey a year ago. Several of the players here for Keith Fisher's squad played in U Sports. Much like major junior hockey, those players are now eligible to play NCAA hockey. Shot by Savoie, blocked. Loose puck, diving play by Horbach, preventing Morneau from getting the biscuit on the right wing as the horn sounds. So the Badgers still have 36 seconds to kill off on the Morrissey penalty, but they get the job done so far on the PK here. 3 for 3, maybe 4 for 4, depending on how that final half minute goes when the third period begins. Badgers get one in the second. Freshman Grady Deering from Joe Palatichuk and Aiden Dubinsky at 17-12. And after two periods of play, the Badgers lead Lindenwood 2-0. Badger hockey brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a True Crime Podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Sitting at the Rail Transport broadcast table inside the Centene Community Center in Maryland Heights, Missouri. After two periods, Wisconsin leads the season opener 2-0 over Lindenwood. Again, Brady Deering, his first goal as a Badger. It's 17-12 of the second period from Joe Palatichuk and Aiden Dubinsky. That followed Christian Fitzgerald's power play goal halfway through the first period with Hensler and Tulk getting helpers. Shots on goal in that period, 11-7 in favor of Wisconsin. Clayton Knapp, 10 saves in that period as he made in the first period. So he stopped 20 of 22 shots so far. And Daniel Hauser, 7 saves in the second. Through two periods, he stopped all 13 shots he's faced. And one thing I've noticed about Hauser, he is good post to post, and he's really good down low. Very, very quick on his feet.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his numbers. He's 5'11". So far, it seems like when you watch him, he likes to play down in the butterfly, gets down low. But and then you've seen a couple of flashes of why he's been so good, I think. You see how quick his legs are. You talk post to post, even just kicking his feet out. He's super quick legs there. Again, 5'11", small, but he moves.
Yeah, he certainly moves. Yeah, Hauser in the Western Hockey League, 4-plus years won 123 games, the most wins in WHL history. He finished his career with a 258 goals against and a 910 save percentage. He was a three-time All-Star in the Western Hockey League. Last year with Calgary, won 20 games, had a 191 goals against, a 926 save percentage. He was a Goalie of the Year finalist. He had five shutouts in Calgary last year and four in a row. He went a stretch of over 280 minutes without allowing a goal in that league, and that league is known for its goal scoring.
Yeah, that's back in the day. Brian Elliott had that incredible stretch. He set the program record for Wisconsin. Yeah. It was one of those times where just nothing's going by the goaltender. You're in a zone, and Hauser has been perfect so far today. One of the freshmen that's made an impact that we've seen a couple of them.
Yep. 2-0 Wisconsin has the lead in the second intermission, and we'll check the scoreboard and some other things when we come back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Back here in Maryland Heights, Missouri, not far from St. Louis. Wisconsin leads Lindenwood 2-0 after two periods of play here in the season opener. And there are three other Big Ten teams opening their regular seasons tonight. Michigan mauled Mercyhurst today, 11-1 at Yost Arena. Will Horkoff had a natural hat trick, scoring three successive goals between the second and third periods. Michael Hage, two goals and two helpers for the Wolverines, who start the season on a winning note. Meanwhile, Minnesota, much different looking Gopher squad. They lost Jimmy Snuggerud and Oliver Moore and Sam Renzel and a lot of highly talented players. Well, Minnesota at home trails Michigan Tech 3-2. Michigan Tech has a new coach in Bill McCault, who coached here at Lindenwood last year, and then McCault left for Houghton, and now Keith Fisher is the head coach here after leaving Penn State after 13 seasons. And Penn State opens its regular season tonight on the road at Arizona State. That game starts at 9 o'clock, and it will be televised on the NHL Network. Western Michigan won the national championship a year ago, the preseason pick as the number one team in the country, according to the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. Boston University second in the preseason poll, followed by Michigan State, Denver, Penn State fifth, Boston College, Maine, Minnesota 8th, Providence, Connecticut, North Dakota 11th, Michigan 12th, Quinnipiac 13th, and Arizona State, Massachusetts. Ohio State ranked 16th, Cornell, Minnesota State 18th in the preseason poll, St. Thomas 19th, Wisconsin 20th, six of the seven Big Ten teams in the preseason top 20.
And Notre Dame receiving votes also.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the crazy offseason with the Canadian Hockey League players eligible. We saw some incredible or highly drafted and big names, more than normal. There's always been first round picks and big names in college hockey, but there's a little bit more with all the Canadian Hockey League players coming in, and a large portion of them into the Big Ten for sure.
Yeah, the recruiting landscape in college hockey has changed drastically with the NCAA allowing those major junior players to be eligible. But now we also see that there are professional players that have been made eligible by the NCAA. Bemidji State signed two players to play for them, even though one played 50-some-odd games or close to 50 games in the East Coast Hockey League and also played one or two games in the American Hockey League, which is only a step away from the NHL. I think Quinnipiac also added a pro player?
Arizona State added
Arizona
one.
State, yep. Yeah. So it's, I mean, yeah, walk into a rink and you're recruitable. Right?
Yes. There are some limits. I don't remember the language off the top of my head about how much professional that they are, a certain amount of money. It's not right. Even a number. It's more generic's not the right word, but it's a wide open word usage about, like, not making too much money. Being
sure.
Something where you're playing the East Coast Hockey League, depending on your contract, you're making enough to live on, but you're not making millions like an NHL player, so that whatever that limit is, they're still in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, it's odd, and the coaches are learning new things every single day, it seems. Badgers lead Lindenwood 2-0. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Hey, Layla Edwards, Cassie Hall, Adela Shapibalibova, the preseason WCHA Rookie of the Year, all with goals in the second period. The top-ranked Wisconsin women have a 3-0 lead over Maine at LeBron Arena. Here are the Badger men lead Lindenwood 2-0. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on!
And save! Badgers win the shootout!
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Badgers lead 2-0, but shorthanded for 36 seconds to start this third period. Quinn Finley, Christian Fitzgerald, Joe Palatichuk, Aiden Dubinsky on the ice for the PK with Daniel Hauser getting ready in goal. He just slid from left to right, moving some ice and snow out of his crease area, and then he hopped up about a foot off the ice, landed again, backed into the goal post. He's ready to go. Badgers get to the puck offensively, shorthanded. Finley stepped to the right of the goaltender and backhanded one high over the cage, and Lindenwood will pick up the puck in its own zone and skate ahead. Morneau, backhand pass, Schmedlin snapped one off quickly to Mercier, but he couldn't handle that feed. It's knocked back out to center. 10 seconds left in the Badgers' penalty kill. And Morrissey, anxious to get out of the box at center. Schmedlin walks around Finley, comes across, shoots one high, may have gone off the stick of Dubinsky. Out of the box comes Morrissey. Wisconsin 4-for-4 on the penalty kill. Steal though, Southgate, shot blocked by Palatichuk. Good play by Dubinsky to just turn to slow the hard charging forecheck of Southgate. Won the puck free. Played out to the blue line, not clear. Second chance for the Badgers. They get the job done, although Lindenwood will send it right back in. A minute into the third, it's 2-0 Wisconsin. They had the advantage in shots on goal after 40 minutes, 22-13. Across the line, Mortensen, the defenseman, shot blocked. Bouncing puck slot. Fontaine swung and missed. He was 10 feet away right between the circles and couldn't get a stick on the bouncing puck.
Four Lindenwood players on the rush right at the dots on that last play.
Kuzma out to the point. Mortensen's shot blocked by Tassi. Tried to scoop it ahead. Eventually turns around to his right. Banked it ahead. Botterill chased it down across the line. Backpedaling into the offensive zone. Ryan Botterill slowed on the near wall. Tied up for a moment. Still loose. He comes out of there with it. Botterill stick handling. His shot blocked. Badger goes down from behind. Dexheimer, no penalty. Here comes Yakish on the attack. Yakish drop pack. Kuzma in and out of the glove of Hauser. Made the stop, then covered. Big collision afterwards as Scholes hammered Fontaine to the ice, protecting his goaltender. Are they going to take Scholes for interference or roughing? Apparently so. Or are they going to take Kukkonen, not Scholes? cross-checking on Kukkonen, and so the Badgers shorthanded for a fifth time, playing with fire down up 2-0 early on third period.
And Lindenwood pressing here early in the third to try to get back in this game. Pretty big hit in front of the goaltender Hauser there by Kukkonen, just kind of trying to protect that blue space. With a little bit of leverage, a high hit. Feet went out
by Elias after the faceoff win. May have been knocked aside with a blocker of the goaltender Hauser. Shot right wing, and Hauser square to that shot, sliding right to left, made the stop and hung on.
Looked like blocker. It looked like he squeezed it between his blocker arm and his body. A little right to left. In position long enough for the one-timer to make the stop. Badgers, again, when they've gotten the puck out, the penalty kill's been easy. It's when Lindenwood wins these offensive zone faceoffs is when they've been setting up. If they don't win the faceoff, the Badgers kill extended periods of time.
Faceoffs even tonight, 18 apiece. Fitzgerald to take the draw against Oud. And Christian won it back to Scholes. Fends off the forechecker and then gets help from Thalen, who hammers it over the head of the referee and off the glass and all the way down. 2:15 into the third period. Wisconsin leads 2-0. Goals from Fitzgerald and Deering. Lead feed by Lindenwood's Elias. Badgers eventually win it free. Palatichuk clears. Finley in on the forecheck ahead of two Lindenwood players, but the goaltender comes out of his net to rim it around. That allows the Lions to possess, and Finley heads to the bench, replaced by Horbach on this PK. 1:12 left in the Lindenwood power play. Fontaine across the line, tried to drop it back, did. Raisler with it. Raisler to the point, Elias. Here's Oud stepping in, throws it back, Savoie. Shot far side, blocked by Palatichuk. He carries it ahead, 3-on-2 shorthanded. Horbach with Morrissey on his right. Left wing, Palatichuk looking, saws in front. Oh, Horbach chopped at it, may have gotten a piece of it. Stopped by Knapp, and now Lindenwood clears ahead. Oud slowed by Thalen, who pitchforked it back deep. Good play by him. Badgers get a change on the PK. Leading 2-0, little over 3 minutes gone by here in the third.
And Knapp actually did a little bit of a Badger favor there on the rush up the ice. Badgers had three people deep. He covered up the puck, kind of waiting for the whistle. The Badgers weren't really in good defensive position.
Or Morneau, a give and go that time with Schmedlin. Schmedlin couldn't get his stick down. Hauser did, though. He had to. That puck went to the crease, and Hauser sticked it aside. Now a pass by Southgate, pressured by Finley, forces Lindenwood to come out of its own zone. 10 seconds left on the Lions' power play. Badgers up 2-0. Here's Morneau now. Steps across and then coughed it up. Finley reaching for it. Can't clear. It's batted off his stick to Scholes, and he'll set it down. Just as Kukkonen's penalty time expires, Wisconsin 5-for-5 on the penalty kill.
Yep. Again, they got the puck out after a faceoff and then pretty much did a great job making Lindenwood work. Can't having trouble get in their zone, just like I'm having trouble talking.
Osborne in the Wisconsin zone, peels back to his left, hits the brakes, thought about going D-to-D to Dexheimer, instead waddles his way up the far side wall. Deering met at center by Kuzma. Grady able to dump it in. And now they'll try to bank it out of the zone. It's loose out near the Lindenwood blue line. Gobbled up now by Delaney on the charge. Evans, the extra skater tonight, tried to force a shot through Dexheimer. Blocked. The Badgers get it back. Dexheimer led the Badgers in blocked shots a year ago. Blocked that one there. Here's Osborne across the line. Right wing looking. Tassi had his stick lifted in the slot by Kuzma. Chased it down far corner with help of Montgomery. Spinning move left wing. His shot partially blocked. Nifty skating move by Blake Montgomery.
Made a great move, backed himself into an open spot to the dot to the right of the goaltender. I think he lost control of it a little bit.
And now the puck to the left of the goaltender, Knapp. He elects to cover, a little pushing and shoving afterwards, but a stoppage in play. 5 minutes gone by here in the third. Wisconsin with a 2-0 lead on Lindenwood. Hey, Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Face off to the left of Knapp. Zilanoff out with Kukkonen, Ejon, Hensler, and Palatichuk. Mike Hastings and his staff have shuffled things up a little bit. with the forward lines, deep pairs as well. A lot of that has to do with the fact Wisconsin's been on the PK five times, and there have been 2 4-on-4 situations. Centering pass intended for Ejon just out of his reach. He was closing in on the net. Now Zelenoff hands off to Ejon, had his stick lifted at the last moment by C. Badgers get it back, and Hensler with a long-range shot gloved by the kneeling Knapp, and he hangs on. 14:38 left in the third. 2-0 Wisconsin. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco here in Missouri. Ian Perrin listening at home. Hi, Ian. He'll be joining us on home broadcast again this season. Badgers win the draw. Dubinsky's shot scooped up by the goaltender Knapp. Another faceoff coming up. No, Bill Howard's probably listening somewhere on this planet. And Egon Ahern, Egon, thanks for all you do. And Bob Look, too, public address announcer at the Kohl Center, all listening in tonight.
Get to see a lot of those people next weekend.
Yep.
Or next Thursday, I should say.
Puck near the front of the Badgers' net, but Lindenwood mishandles. Botterill with it, stick handles to the center circle, and then had it knocked off his stick. Osborne trying to possess, able to tap it ahead to Botterill. He gets around Yakish for himself, lifts a pass, hoping to hit himself or maybe deflect it towards the net, and then gobbled up by Knapp. He covers. Tassie went head over heels after the whistle, and now he's jawing with one of the Lions. That looks like Southgate's. And they continue to converse as they head to their respective benches. 14:06 to go in the third, 2-0 Wisconsin.
Ryan Botterill looking like he's running through a little obstacle course on that last play. Gets puck past one Lindenwood player. One slides over down on the ice, tries to flip it up and jump over the player as he's going by. As you mentioned, puck went a little too far onto the goaltender, but nifty little play.
Mike Hastings likes the chemistry that Botterill has with freshman center Oliver Tulk. They've been paired together the last 2.5 weeks of practice. Botterill, 4 goals, 7 points as a freshman last year. He had a 29-goal season with Youngstown in the USHL 2 years ago. He's a year older and a little quicker, a little stronger, a little smarter too, Ryan Botterill. Lindenwood on the attack. Schmedlin after the puck in the Wisconsin zone. Met by Scholes, jammed free by Zach Finley. Bump pass for himself, right wing. Chased it down at the circle, centering pass, Phelan, and it got knocked off his stick as he went down the middle. Scholes now blue line. He shoots one low off his stick and up and out of play. How about Finley? His speed, boy, he can create not only for his teammates, but for himself on the fly.
And jingle back for Lennon went on that play. Got a stick underneath Quinn Finley's arm and had it ripped off out of his hands. Looked like there's a penalty on the play, actually.
Yeah, interference on Lindenwood.
I think that might have been on that exact play. Depending on, I can't tell who that is yet, going to the box.
Is that Southgate? No, it's Savoie, your favorite player. 6:29, Savoie, interference. Just the third Kunis power play of the night for the Badgers. Their first two came in the first period. Christian Fitzgerald scored the power play goal after a Savoie penalty. So maybe the Badgers can do it again. But Tulk loses the faceoff, and they'll clear all the way down. His power play unit for Wisconsin, Hensler, Botterill, Tulk, Kukkonen, and Ejon. Here's Hensler, drops it back in the Badger blue line to Tulk with speed. Left wing now across the line, Botterill. And he whips one around the boards, chased down by Ejon, but he misplayed it, or it took a weird bounce off the kick plate, and he's unable to hold the zone. The Badgers will try again. Hensler, Ottawa Senators first-round draft choice, 23rd overall, just beaming his smile after that selection in June.
One of four Badger now Senators drafted. The Wisconsin Sens, as they have kind of been dubbed.
Here's Hensler, left wing. Finley flying low left. Rose a shot that Knapp fought off, and a whistle stopping play. The goal came up off its moorings as Knapp reached up to stop that Finley shot. The faceoff inside the Lindenwood zone, 12:37 to go in the third, 106 on the Badgers power play, 2-0 Wisconsin.
That's a goal scorer shot right there. Ooh. Coming down the wing. Even though he's a lefty, coming down the left wing, tough angle. Still makes the goaltender work a little bit on that play.
10 goals for Finley as a freshman, 20 a year ago. First team all-conference for Quinn Finley. A few fans here in attendance wearing Finley jerseys. I saw a father and his son and daughter. All three of them have Finley jerseys on. They drove in from Sun Prairie. Short trip, 5 hours, let's go. So he brought his two kids, and he's sitting right behind the Badger bench. His kids are running around aimlessly.
They were here.
Candy.
They were here early, yeah. So that explains it.
Yes. Face off to the right of Knapp, who's done a nice job for Lindenwood here. He stopped 24-26 Badger bids. Power play continues for Wisconsin. Ben Dexheimer out, the captain. Dexheimer will drop it back. Speed. Morrissey picks it up through the center circle. Across the line, onside Tassie. Lost the handle, taken away. Lindenwood flings it down. Started well until it got to the Lindenwood blue line. Now the Badgers will take another crack at it. Here's Dexheimer again. Drops it off. Morrissey. Flanked by Finley left, Tassie and Fitzgerald right, and Morrissey ran into traffic, and that's taken away by Oud, and he clears it down.
Looks like there's a speed bump just over the blue line here for Wisconsin on this power play.
Is that a raised blue line? Here's Dexheimer now, got a shove into the glass as he dumped it in. Jammed back to the corner by Horbach, but no one there for Wisconsin, and Lindenwood sends it all the way down. Kneeling was Hauser, stopped it with his stick parallel to the ice, and the Badgers pull out a chuck down.